Well, the Bills are treating the Dolphins like a skittish cellmate, winning 14 of their last 16 games against them. Tua, another scary concussion for him. And I don't know what – Tua, you got to retire. In this man's opinion, you've got a lot of life ahead of you. You've made your money. I just – why is it even worth it? But, you know, who am I?
I don't – I am – I get so – I almost feel like on topics like this, I have to sit them out because I've been in those shoes before where it's all you know. And
it's all you know. It's his identity. It's everything.
Like, that's who you are. You're two of the quarterback. You've always been that. And not saying that he won't – I'm not trying to say that he can't or won't be something afterwards, but in putting you in his state of mind, that's all he knows, right? And then he also knows that a week from now he'll feel fine. And he'll have that, you know, that conversation in his head, like, why wouldn't I play a little bit more? Right. But we've seen it time and time again where these guys get down the road and you age and, you know, all the other things that happen come to the forefront, man. So it definitely is heading towards a little bit scary territory for him.
What do you think about the Guardian helmet? I don't think there's a whole lot you can do. I mean, there's tens of millions of dollars, a bunch of different companies pouring money into it. It's like an arms race coming up with a perfect football helmet. I don't know if there's much you can do about brain slosh, which is basically what a concussion is.
Yes, the Guardian cap is something that I've seen a few guys actually wearing in games. And one of the guys that was wearing it said that it was just strictly about his quality of life once he got done with football. Look, I think it's, if you want to wear it, I think it's great. There are helmets that the NFL has that are basically as good in their studies as the Guardian cap, but you have to choose to wear one of those.
And they're worried about looking cool. It's a cosmetic thing in a lot of ways, too.
Well, and Caleb McGarry's a guy that actually wears a helmet that is it gives you the same protection as if you were wearing a Guardian cap.
It's like the
cap.
Size of the Great Gazoo on the Flintstones.
I don't see how it's possible that helmet gives, because to me, what the Guardian cap does is it takes away that kind of percussive nature of, I don't think it would have helped Tua last night because there was not a percussive helmet to helmet.
Yep.
Style.
That was his neck thing.
His was a neck whip, yep. Right? I don't think it would have helped Tua, but the studies say that, you know, I don't know, I think it's 25 to 30% less like of that percussive nature when you go helmet to helmet. So I think it helps in that way, but I don't, that's always been my thought about it. If Caleb McGarry has a helmet that does all the same things, then I'm not sure what that is, because to me, it's like the difference between jumping on a trampoline and jumping on a sidewalk. Yes, you're still jumping, but one is kind of, you know, easing the burden and giving you a little more kickback.
How many concussions do you think you had?
Diagnosed or undiagnosed?
Yeah, right. I mean, all of them, yeah.
Two diagnosed. As far as undiagnosed, I don't know. Sure. I don't know, man. It's hard to say. How many times do you feel like you got your bell rung? Is that a concussion? I don't know.
Well, they consider it that, but should the NFL go to a more boxing MMA-style system when it comes to a full-blown concussion like Tua has, making it more of like a 90-day thing and then going beyond in front of an independent evaluator? Should they do something more like that? Now, that is a wild thing to think with the nature of the game.
You want to talk about, first of all, you know, the first people that would fight that is quarterbacks. You know why? Because their contract value would plummet if you knew that every time they got a concussion, they're going to be out for 3 months. I mean, plummet. You wouldn't be able to pay a guy $60 million a year back. You'd have to say, well, we're going to give you 25 and your backup 20 and the third string guy 15, because we don't know who we're going to finish the season with if that's the case.
Is there any studies that I have no idea? I'm just asking because this question just popped in my head. What position in the NFL is more conducive to getting a concussion? Is it always
concussion
linemen
after? Or CTE? Because concussion, I think
CTE is a result of a lot of concussions.
It is,
right?
But not necessarily. CTE is actually a result of repeated head contact. Which that is very clearly linemen, because they're hitting people on every play.
Right.
But when you talk about high speed, you know, violent concussions. Right. That's definitely quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs for sure. So it's a little bit different. There are caveats to it. And I've read stories, in studies about it. So there's not a great answer to that. And that's the unfortunate part of it.